This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today asserted that the abeyance of the Indus Water Treaty will greatly benefit the farmers of Jammu and Kashmir, Rajasthan, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Himachal Pradesh. The minister said this while interacting with different groups of farmers in New Delhi from across the country. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that a comprehensive strategy on the utilization of this water will be made in the future to ensure maximum benefit for all. Mr. Chauhan called the suspension of the Indus Water Treaty a historic decision. He said providing water to Pakistan is unjust to Indian farmers.
बगलिहार एक परियोजना है जिसे पाकिस्तान गाद नहीं निकालने दे रहा था। हमें मिट्टी जमा हो जाती, बांध भर जाते हैं, इसी समझौते का बहाना बना के। लेकिन अब सलाल बांध और बगलिहार बांध दोनों से पानी निकाल के हमने गाद निकालने का काम शुरू कर दिया। पाक धारदागिरी करता था, सिंधु जल समझौता है, गाद भी नहीं निकालने देंगे। अब गाद तो क्या, एक बूंद नहीं छोड़ेंगे। हमारे चार पांच राज्य हैं, जम्मू कश्मीर से लेके राजस्थान, हरियाणा, पंजाब, हिमाचल का भी कुछ हिस्सा आएगा। सारी संभावनाओं पर विचार करके और कैसे भारत के किसानों के हक में, हित में इस पानी का उपयोग किया जाए, उसकी योजना बनाई जाएगी।
द यूनियन मिनिस्टर ऑल्सो इंटरेक्टेड विद द रिप्रेजेंटेटिव्स ऑफ द फार्मर ग्रुप्स एंड टुक देयर सजेशंस ओवर द इंडस वाटर ट्रीटी। Addressing a press conference, Mr. Chauhan said that a nationwide campaign, Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue until the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today briefed the Parliamentary Standing Committee on the current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. He briefed the committee, headed by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, regarding Operation Sindoor and subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Tharoor spoke about the briefing.
We had a very comprehensive and rich discussion. It was a very thorough, wide-ranging discussion. Many of the MPs had thoughtful questions to ask. The committee has in many ways covered a lot of constructive ground and is left with satisfactory responses to various questions. And we are parting in very positive spirit.
This was the first time a top government official briefed a parliamentary panel on foreign policy developments after the Pahalgam terror attack and India's retaliatory action against terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the new Overseas Citizen of India or OCI portal in New Delhi today. The new portal will provide enhanced functionality, advanced security and a user-friendly experience for the existing over 5 million OCI cardholders and new users. On this occasion, the Home Minister said that India is continuously striving to provide world-class immigration facilities to the OCI cardholder. He said that a revamped OCI portal with an updated user interface has been launched to simplify the registration process for overseas citizens. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the new Overseas Citizen of India OCI portal, which was launched by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that with enhanced features and improved functionality, the new OCI portal marks a major step forward in boosting citizen-friendly digital governance. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has begun sharing non-personal, anonymized data from the Aadhaar dashboard on the open government data platform, data.gov.in. The data sets released by Chief Data Officer and Deputy Director General of UIDAI include aggregated insights on Aadhaar enrollment, updates, and authentication patterns categorized by geography, age group, and other relevant parameters. In IPL cricket, host Lucknow Super Giants set a target of 206 runs for Sunrisers Hyderabad. Lucknow scored 205 for 7 in their stipulated 20 overs at the Ekana Cricket Stadium. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 58 for 1 in 5 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.